darles gracias a todos nuestros anfitriones mexicanos por su gran hospitalidad, a los otros ministerios y la comunidad rural de Gio. That's all the Spanish I will be using. Thank you very much to the host nation of Mexico, to Director Cesar, to my friend Secretary Pagliano, who I hiked with yesterday to see the beautiful migrating monarch butterflies who were just arriving in Mexico after a 4,000 kilometer journey that started in Canada. And the butterflies used to represent this meeting are a good illustration of species that know no boundaries, just as we need to work together across the boundaries that we have. My co-delegates up here in the country represented, thank you for your leadership. And the people behind us on stage who really do all the work. Behind me is the Dr. Kathy Sullivan, who runs the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. With her in this effort, who will be behind me parts of the day, Dr. Suzette Kimball, who runs the U.S. Geological Survey. U.S. is here in force across a number of agencies because the work of GEO is very important to our nation, and our collaboration with all of you is very important. So thanks, all of you, for the very hard work that you have been doing over the last decade and for the hard work and new vital work that we're going to be doing in the next decade. So the Department of the Interior in the United States is a diverse agency that part of our responsibility is overseeing 20% of the landmass of the United States and the waters of our outer continental shelf. So science is fundamental to every decision we make. Land, water, wildlife management, energy exploration and development, historical and cultural preservation all requires sound science like that provided by the agencies I referenced and all of you. It helps us make smart land management decisions. Things like maps of sea level rise not only help us understand communities in harm's way, but also help builders decide where to build so that their projects can survive. We have online tools that help us now understand groundwater and help utility water managers identify potential threats to their water supply and the impact of depletion of water on their water systems. We care deeply in the United States for the reasons that all of you care, because in this global climate environment, we have very significant changes. Longer, hotter, drier seasons that are leading to wildfires. The United States burned about 8 million acres just in the last year, roughly 3 million hectares. We've had extended droughts, exceptional drought in the state of California, water shortages that have impacted agriculture. Around the world, we see the impacts of food scarcity. We see the impact of the movement of wildlife, which is very important to us in the United States, particularly some of the indigenous people of the United States that still rely on traditional subsistence methods of hunting for their survival. And of course, we see the impact on human communities. The communities washing away in the Arctic on the coast because of sea ice, communities in the Pacific Ocean, like the Marshall Islands at 6 feet, 2 meters above sea level, that are already losing their water supplies and are very vulnerable. So climate change is on the front page of newspapers today, and part of that is because we are working collectively as a group of nations to come together in Paris in just a few short weeks. For the first time ever, we have a chance to put in place global climate agreements that encourage ambitious actions on all of our parts to reduce carbon pollution, to spur the growth of clean energy, and to encourage conservation. I am very proud to work with President Obama, who has demonstrated true leadership on this issue. And I'm pleased that so many other countries on this planet are coming to the table with very aggressive goals. Countries like China and Brazil and India and the European Union. In fact, there are now 150 countries representing 90% of global emissions who have announced climate targets, including our host country of Mexico. So in Paris, we're pushing for an agreement that does three things. First, it reflects those ambitious climate targets from all countries. Second, it puts in place a long-term framework and provides incentives to countries to ratchet down their emissions over time in a transparent way, bringing accountability to all of us. And third, it provides financial and technical support to the poorest and most vulnerable countries. So we know there's no magic solution to climate change, but the deal that we are working on collectively in Paris will reduce carbon pollution and the impacts of climate change, so success in Paris is really critical. And I would compliment all of you here representing GEO, because you have shown how countries can work together to collaborate in moving our planet forward using science, using statistics, and understanding what's going on. In many ways, this international cooperation has lit a path for all of us to Paris. Through GEO, you have shown that science and data need to be at the heart of every policy decision. You have shown that we must work together, that no one country can solve this by itself, that it requires global action. You have shown the ability to work across national boundaries to understand and prepare for the impacts of climate change. You have shown leadership in intergovernmental cooperation through the Global Earth Observation Enterprise. Last year at the UN Climate Summit, President Obama committed the United States to work with other countries on a wide range of initiatives to address climate change and sustainable development. NASA's Shuttle Radar Topography Mission just completed release of the 30 meter elevation data across the world. The GEO Global Water Sustainability Initiative, or GEOGLOWS, just reached agreement between the United States National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, Colombia, and the European Commission to improve domestic and global water sustainability so that we can help provide access to safe, fresh water, provide water managers with information on that water availability. Just a few weeks ago, on the 19th of October, the Europe-US Copernicus Data Sharing Agreement was signed, codifying our joint vision to pursue full, free, and open data policies for government. And that will help us share data on climate change research, weather forecasting, ocean and atmospheric monitoring, land use management, and the mitigation of natural disasters. And today at noon, with Eneji, we will be signing a new agreement with Landsat, and that is a milestone for U.S. international cooperation using land remote sensing satellite data. Mexico will be receiving a direct data download from Landsat 8 through Eneji, and that means the Mexican government will be able to use the land and water cover information to help make smarter, more sustainable development decisions directly and in real time. So the U.S. is eager to work with partnership nations to provide new water, land, and climate data tools to enable policy managers to sustainably manage our natural resources, predict natural disasters, and enhance climate resiliency. So there are many good actors out there. Brazil's Brazilian Portal of Open Data has helped its citizens. Exploration Signatures use Landsat imagery for drilling water wells in the state of Falcón, Venezuela, to replace the trucking of water to many communities. Radar Technologies International use Landsat imagery in Darfur to save thousands of lives in the direst circumstances by providing people with quick access to water in an arid climate. 1,800 water wells have been drilled since 2005 with a success rate of 98%, and that was facilitated by the kind of data that is now available. So I want to again thank our Mexican host for the hospitality, my fellow chairs and colleagues in the GEO community. We look forward to working with all of you around our collective goal of developing a better understanding of our Earth systems so that we can achieve a safer, healthier, and more sustainable lives. And I will say, as a parent and a grandparent, it is our moral obligation to work together to leave a planet that is better for our children than we found it. And GEO is a great illustration of that happening. Thank you very much.
Para finalizar esta sesión y dar por formal